Hello.
Yes, my name is Asia. I was giving you a copy of customer support. You left your number.
Oh, yes. I had called because of the entry that I submitted. Hold on 1 second. So I entered an entry with the T-Mobile. And I wanted to know what the status was.
Can I have your zip code, please?
The zip code?
Can I have your zip code, please, to help you out, ma'am?
78501.
Can I have your first and your last name?
Can I give you the ID number that was given to me?
In order for me to help you, I'm going to need your first and your last name, please.
And my name is Mari, M-A-R-I, Hedrick, H-E-D-R-I-C-K.
Okay, thank you for the information. One moment. Can I have you verify your address for me?
Is this necessary? I need to know what, like, is this valid?
In order for me to help you, I'm going to need you to verify your address.
Okay, so you're calling from where?
We're a third-party call center. We provide customer support for several different online companies.
For a what now?
For several different online companies. Can I have you verify your address for me?
Okay, is this safe?
Okay, so unfortunately, if you're not willing to verify any information, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to help you.
Okay. So
okay.
I just need to know if this is safe and if it's like a valid order ID number that I was given.
I'm going to need you to verify your address for me.
For what?
Okay, so unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to help you. You have to contact your bank for further assistance.
Hold on, ma'am.
Customer, are you there?
Yes. I am.
Yes. Can I have you verify your address for me?
137 North Cynthia Circle, McAllen, Texas.
Okay, thank you for the information. So by looking at this account, it looks like you got our generator AB1. You paid for the shipping fee for $7.95. You did this on November the 23rd. With this, you will be enrolled into our monthly Gadgets Club, which we give our customers. We give you a $125 gift card, but you will be enrolled into a monthly membership, and the membership fee will be $56 a month.
Okay, so I'm enrolled into a monthly fee?
Yes, ma'am. You will be paying $56 each and every month.
Okay, no, I want to disenroll.
Okay, hold for just a moment while I close this account. Thank you. I'm still here. One moment.
Mhm. So what is this about? Like, I did a survey, and it was supposed to be like a gift thing, and just pay like shipping and handling, and then like now I'm gonna be like charged $56 a month.
Yes, ma'am. But what I did was I closed your account for you. Let me know when you're ready for your cancellation number.
Hold on. Let me get a pen. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so your cancellation number is 262.
Okay, I want to repeat that. 262-776-743.
That's correct.
Okay, so can you tell me what is this about? Like, is this like a, I don't know, like a scam thing that's going on? Or because, it, I mean, like I did the survey so that I could get the generator things like for $19.99 shipping handling. So it's like it's not true, correct?
Okay, so everything was basically explained in the terms and conditions, ma'am. It explains to you that you will be entering a contest to win the generator, that you will be paying the shipping fee for $7.95, and that you will be also enrolled into a monthly gadgets club, and the membership fee will be $56 each and every month.
Okay, I wasn't told that, and that wasn't on the survey promotion thing. So I'm glad I'm calling because I don't want any charges on my account.
Okay, so your account is closed. Is there anything else I can assist you with, ma'am?
Will I be charged like anything prior to my cancellation or not?
No, ma'am.
Okay, well, thank you so much. I appreciate
it. Okay, thank you for calling us for support and I hope you have a great day. Bye-bye.
You as well.